Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have a great show. We're going to be talking about horses today and trail riding, and we have three great people on today. We have Mr. Horace Young, who I have known these guys for many, many years. And Horace has been riding horses for a long, long time. Robert Young is back from the theater, and he's going to bench us on. And they're members of the Twin Fork Trail Riders. And they are interested in something really, really special because we have a riding trail that's 16-plus miles that goes from Walter Hill all the way into the nicest mill area. And they are working on this project to make sure that it's maintained. And we want to let you know that this part of their show is brought to you by At Home Care. And when you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion ongoing assistance with transportation to doctors or church, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. At Home Care, 713-4639. Online at homecaretennessee.com. That's 713-4639. Home Care is your number one source for the best care in Middle Tennessee. All right, Jimmy, since you're closest to me, let's start it off. And what really got you guys interested in this project?
I guess we got to give the credit to John Levi. He's with the Mounted Rutherford County Mounted Police.
Mm-hmm. And does a great job, too.
He wanted a way to identify a location if somebody got hurt on the trail, mm-hmm, or on the lake, that they would have mile markers that they could call in dispatch 911 and they would know exactly where to go to rescue somebody or identify their location. And there was a young man that was trying to get his Eagle Scout degree, or whatever you call it, from the Boy Scouts, mm-hmm, and his name is Alan Phelan, and he made it a project to get his scout degree, making the signs for, mm-hmm, the mile markers, and they got that done and painted them, and we helped them one day put the signs up, and then we took a GPS and at each mile marker, every quarter of a mile, we put the GPS in and we got the location printed on a landscape map to identify the whole trail from Nicest Mill to Walter Hill.
That's a beautiful area down there. I've been all through that when I was a kid, and it's a historic area.
It's a historic area. It's a part of Old Jefferson community. If any of you remember Old Jefferson, Percy Priest Lake took it out about the middle 60s, and the halfway mark, which is East Fort Boat Ramp, is part of that Old Jefferson community, and the trail actually goes right through the old town of Old Jefferson. And therefore, we're helping the ones that keep the Old Jefferson scene a part of our history, keep it clean, and we're going to try to put markers up to show people where this town was. It's completely gone. They first thought that the water would cover it up, but as it turned out, the elevation made it where it was just land, but they still took it anyway. So we're trying to keep the Old Jefferson community alive. And
you know, for people that are not horseback riders, that would still be something. It's not that difficult to take up. Of course, most of us have been riding since we were just small kids. But to be able to go back there and see all of that historic area would be something special. I mean, I can see this growing into something that's going to be a daily used type like the Greenway was for walkers and bikers. I mean, I'm really glad you guys are doing something like this. And one thing that one of you told me was that there is an old Confederate grave site there.
Right.
That's going to be taken care of.
It's the Searcy Cemetery, and you can get access to it from the trail or from Central Valley Road. And it's an unusual family cemetery, as the grave markers are slabs of rock on top of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this family was in the state legislature at one time, a very prominent family, and they worked it out with the Corps of Engineers to leave it intact. But over the years, it's decayed, and we need to start trying to fix it back up and make it a site on the trail that people can gain information about. It's an unusual cemetery.
So you're probably looking at maybe making it part of Rutherford County's historical group, and looking probably for some assistance with the Historical Society.
Right. We're going to get with them and see what it's going to take to rebuild the stones and put them back in place. You know, it's mainly everything's there. It's just vandalism has knocked a lot of the stones out.
Now, how long has this trail been in existence, Robert?
It's been in existence ever since the Corps of Engineers taken up this property along the east and west fork of Stones River. That was in the late 60s.
Has it been utilized much as far as horseback riding?
Yes, it's pretty active from the Walter Hill end. It's been inactive kind of because of the debris. You have to go underneath the bridge to access the trail on that end. And when the river gets up, it leaves debris under the bridge, and you can't get through. So people was crossing the main highway out there, which is now is a 5-lane highway. That's pretty dangerous. So, so after we got with the Corps of Engineers, and they gave us let us go in and clean up. Jim and I went down and cleaned all that debris out, and made it where they go back under the bridge. But it's getting more active now. As we work on the trail and get cleared back out.
You know, I think that's something that's important, to have a group like you heading up this thing, because horseback riders, you know, for the main part, are very responsible people. But we have seen some in the past that kind of abuse the privilege that would go back there. And I think it's important to have that you guys coming in and taking over that. It tickles me to death.
Well, you know, what a lot of people doesn't realize, but and I'm not sure how it is right now, but back 4 years ago before I retired, Tennessee ranked number 3 in the United States in number of horses.
Wow.
So it's a lot of horseback riding done in Tennessee.
Well, I mean, it's something that's just been going on as long as I can remember. Of course, the bad thing about it is a lot of people used to ride next to the road and actually was the road at one time, but now it's just too dangerous to, and it's great for you guys to be able to have this.
Well, our main interest, or one of our main interests in this trail is for the safety of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You got a place back there, and as Jimmy mentioned a while ago, where we went in there and put these mile markers, if somebody does get hurt on this trail now, you can locate them. You can pinpoint exactly where they are. Before, you had 16-mile stretch there, and the people didn't know the trail. Just if they got hurt and they did call 911, they say, "Where are you?" They didn't know exactly where to tell them that. But if they're on one of these trails, and the trails are listed red for the East Fork of Stones River, mm-hmm. and blue for the West Fork, you can just say, "I'm on the blue trail at mile marker 5," and then they can pinpoint exactly where you are and whether they can access to you by road or by the river, you see. So the county can come in by river and come right directly to you, because these trails runs right along the side of the river.
I can remember a number of occasions where John Levi and the Rutherford County Sheriff's Horse Patrol would go out when people would be lost and they would be trying to find them, or maybe they had an accident and didn't know exactly where they were. Then the horses were the best travel mode that you had to get back there and try to find them. And unfortunately, I don't know if you guys remember it or not, but John was on one of those hunts at one time, and his horse fell in into a
sinkhole.
I think it was a sinkhole right on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And bless his heart, thank goodness he wasn't a small guy. But with the use of a lot of people coming out there and helping, and John being as strong as he was, almost pushing that horse out by himself, was able to get free. But the way you've got it here, it's almost like that you're going to be able to go directly to an accident, or if someone became ill or whatever, and go right to them. Are you going to work alongside the sheriff's department, the horse patrol, and all that when they go out on those particular type scenes? Or have you gotten that far?
We haven't really got that far yet. Of course, we would help them on any kind of help that they would ask for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
John Levi has kind of headed this up, and, you know, anything he would ask for, we'd be more than welcome to help him, you know.
John has done a great job over there. He has been involved in a lot of situations that's been very positive for the county, and he's always coming up with new programs. And of course, everybody knows he loves horseback riding. And you know, Horace Young, as long as I've known you, I didn't realize that you were a horseman, but you kind of favor Roy Rogers a little bit. I can see that.
Or Gabby Hayes.
I didn't say that, Horace. When did you take up riding?
I've been riding 40-50 years, a long time.
Yeah.
By the way, this thing here is part of the trail down there. It's part of the Trail of Tears, you know, that we used to have here in this county, part of the Trail of Tears. This ride...
Is it about a mile or so that's... of that 16 miles is part of the Trail of Tears.
I think you're right. Jimmy and them know more about it than I do.
But the history of this thing, and you know, it's great for the Corps of Engineers to have a partner on this wave. I have never known them not to try to work with the community, right, no matter where they were. But going into the old Jefferson area is kind of special. I know you guys are from the Walter Hill area, right?
Oh, yeah, but we was well familiar with old Jefferson, being raised up in that area.
Uh-huh.
Because I was really raised, I was born down in old Jefferson area.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you remember when everything kind of went down for the people who lived over there when they flooded the area.
Yeah, right.
What was it like to know that everything that you had out there was going to be taken away and you're going to have to relocate? That had to have been kind of different.
Yeah, it was, and you was talking about Lee Coon Victory there a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad, he was raised in Old Jefferson.
Oh, yes, I know.
And Lee Victory was one of the main guys there, and of course they had the Eads feed store across the road there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very well going there when I was a kid, you know.
It was just it was a nice place to go at that.
Oh,
I remember
yes.
back then we would go over and play baseball, and I mean it was really
Well, before the Depression, Old Jefferson and Jefferson Springs was a highly populated place, mm-hmm. and we had people to come into that area. I say we because I'm not that old, but I've lived there all my life. And people would come in from the out of state just to drink the sulfur water that come out of the ground there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after the war, it started dwindling down, and still stayed a community of neighbors. But the actual big bang of it never did follow through after the war.
If they had been on the correct political side,
right,
it would probably be the capital right now.
That's right. In fact, it was the county seat for a few days, I think.
Yeah. You're actually riding right along the trail of history right there.
That's right.
Now, it's broken down, and I'm looking at the map. It's broken down in half-mile segments, right?
On the map, it's half-mile, but on the trail, it's actually every quarter of a mile.
Okay. Now, do you have anything laid out for particular stops if you want to camp out while you're riding, or have a cookout or whatever. Are there going to be, will there be anything along this trail that you're going to be able to just kind of get off your horse and just kind of enjoy the day?
You can stop and tie up and walk around as much as you want to, but the Corps of Engineers won't allow any camping, and they won't allow any campfires.
Well, I can understand, I guess.
So that's the only stipulation that they've put on us, that you can't spend the night on the trail or camp out on the trail.
So there's not going to be any facilities at all along this trail?
The only facilities is at the East Fork, where the two trails run together. Mm-hmm. There's a pavilion there with mm-hmm. picnic tables and restrooms there. Mm-hmm. That the Corps of Engineers provide, but that's the center point, so that's the only place that you can have those facilities. And of course, around that, you've got a place to tie your horses up while you're eating or whatever.
Now, when someone wants to go and ride on that trail, do they have to have permission through anyone, or
no.
what type of guidelines or rules are laid out for a person, and will it be posted?
The only guidelines really is no four-wheelers, no motorized vehicles can use it. Anybody in the state or out of state, far as that goes, can use the trail that they're on, because it is a public trail. Mm-hmm. Even though we're claiming it as our own, but we're going to maintain it and keep it up. But it's a public trail. Hikers can use it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be glad for people to. In fact, Toby Francis, I don't know if you know him or not,
yes.
but he has guided tours about twice a year to go into Old Jefferson from the East Fork.
Oh, really?
Ramp there. And of course, he has the pictures of all the old houses that was there, and I just happened to make all of them before they raised the lake up. Mm-hmm. In 1966, me and my uncle went around and made pictures of every one of the houses that was to be tore down and moved. So we've got those to show to people.
You know, that would be neat since you guys are heading this up. And of course, you're taking on a lot of responsibility when you do that, because there's going to be a lot of people probably going to be using this trail.
Right.
And since we're getting the word out a little bit now, there's going to be even more using it, and you're having to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a pretty tough job. Are you going to have any markers or anything that would show what some of the more historical events or things that happen? I know you got the Confederate soldier there, but you've got a lot of other things, and it's been a long time since I've been in the Old Jefferson area. But have they established anything to denote what happened in the Old Jefferson area?
Not
and,
yet.
I mean, that's something I can't imagine.
There's no signage whatsoever right now, but we're going to work with Toby trying to get a sign put up, and also the trail riders is going to build what do you call them, Horace? The boards on the trail that shows the map and.
Yeah, it's a roof deal with a plastic cover over it,
mm-hmm.
with maps and all,
yeah.
where they be in the dry.
To tell where they are and
East Fork
what's available.
Yeah, if a person gets on his horse and heads out there and gets about halfway in between the stations, he could have some problems.
Yeah.
And I presume it's still a fairly rough trail, isn't it?
It's rough, but it's not dangerous. I mean, it's no gullies or deep banks that you have to go down. At one time, there was some of that along the river, but the trail has been moved up a little bit, so there's no danger on the trail. It's not like, I don't know, compare it with Short Mountain Trail, but there's no dangerous sections of the trail. It's fit for women and children to ride, too.
In other words, we was out there at Truman, I think, 2 weeks ago, and we ran into a group of riders, and there was a little girl, a four-year-old, riding a horse
wow.
all by herself.
Wow. That's neat. I love to see that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Here are today's specials at Okay, Jose.
Bring your kids in. It's Kids Meal Thursday for $1.99.
Stop by Okay, Jose on South Rutherford next to Walmart. That's the Thursday Kids Meal Special, $1.99. Dine in only. And tonight is karaoke night from 8 to 11. Murfreesboro Young Professionals will host its first annual Leadership Summit on November 9th from 8:30 until 4 o'clock at the Doubletree Hotel in Murfreesboro. This year's speakers include Alan Walker with the Dale Carnegie Training Program, Matt Chevron with Proof Building, Van Richman with Fantastic Seminars, and Dr. Katie J. Kemp with MTSU. The proceeds from this year's event will benefit the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. For more information or to register online, go to MurfreesboroYoungProfessionals.org. That's MurfreesboroYoungProfessionals.org.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, Branch Manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the Doubletree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He's on your side. Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on WGNS.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street. It's across from the tall NHC building. Christy Sanford says they're open Tuesday through Saturday, and they take donations.
We get donations from all sorts of just regular people, as well as we've even had estates, which is a great thing because we are a nonprofit, and so we do give tax donation forms.
The Garden Patch Thrift Store, open Tuesday through Saturday on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building.
Anytime the store is open, we do accept donations.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Missing in Bedford County, Tennessee, two children who may have been inside their grandparents' home when it caught fire Sunday night. The blaze killed Leon and Molly McLaren. A search of the rubble showed no signs of the 9-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy. That's why the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has issued endangered child alerts.
We feel like we can leave no stone unturned and just try to follow every lead that we can.
That's Kristen Helms with the TBI. Crews are searching in nearby woods to see if children escaped the blaze. A cup of very hot tea served up high is behind a big lawsuit. Angelica Keller of Tennessee is going after Southwest Airlines for $800,000 after she claims a flight attendant for the carrier accidentally spilled some very hot water on her groin while trying to serve the drink during a flight last year. Lawyers for Keller says she had second-degree burns, skin peeling, and some blistering. The suit contends the row where Keller was sitting doesn't have tray tables, which helped lead to the accident. The filing also says the water was too hot to use on an airplane. Southwest says they're reviewing the incident. A Murfreesboro teenager says he's being denied enrollment at a Rutherford County school because of his age.
18-year-old Spencer Mathis was told he couldn't attend Blackman High School even though he only needs 10 credits to graduate. A spokesman for Rutherford County School says students who are 18 and need more than 5 credits to graduate are directed to an adult high school.
TRN's Dan Idem.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
A Nashville lawmaker is calling for a complete audit and an outside investigation of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. State Representative Sherry Jones says the organization is supposed to be doing their own investigations of themselves, but added that it's ridiculous to have a department that's doing such a poor job investigate the issues that are its own fault anyway. It was recently revealed that the Department of Children's Services failed to report 31 child deaths in 2012. I'm Kristen Thuburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? You'd call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less. Safe Auto.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, the Omni Hot Restaurant in Smyrna, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Good Neighbor Events here for a Thursday. It's the 27th of September. Riverdale Volleyball hosting tonight a match against Siegel. It will also serve as a fundraiser for the family of Taylor Falermo. As Live Forte Childhood Cancer Awareness event continues this evening, part of the effort, the varsity match beginning at 6 o'clock, proceeds from the gate will serve as donations, bracelets also sold there, and it will help the Falermo family with hospital expenses and to raise awareness for childhood cancer. If you're going to the game, wear gold or lime to honor Tay. The Red Cross having a blood drive at the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the Murfreesboro Red Cross, 501 Memorial Boulevard, 9 until 6 today. Also, coming up this evening, the GED classes for adults taught at Patterson Community Center on Mercury Boulevard and the Family Learning Center on Bridge Avenue. Child care is also provided. Also this evening, from 6 until 9 at Oakland's Historic House Museum, they invite you to the annual Of Fine Wine Affair, wine tasting and dinner. This is at the home of Marilyn and Larry Castelli. For more information, call 893-0022. And don't forget the Mid-State Singles Square Dance Club meets tonight, 7:30 until 9, tonight at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
We're talking about your local teams. All Sports Talk at 2 and Sports Night 3 to 6. I'm George Plaster on WGNS.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back. And Horace Young is telling me a Larry Stewart story. Go ahead, Horace.
Yeah, he.
This is when you were building the Las Casas School.
Yeah, and I were using the assistant principal office as an office just to work the punch list off of the school. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to come over and witness something for him in his office. So I went over there, and it was a little redheaded boy, about 11-year-old. And he was going to paddle him. Mm-hmm. And he'd give him three licks. And every time he gave him a lick, he lifted his feet from off the floor. And I went back over there. It kind of upset me, really. And I went back over there.
It reminds you of old memories, right?
Yeah. But I finally went back over there, and I told my steward, I said, next time you want somebody to witness a paddling, I said, don't get me, because I'm not going to witness it.
Now, when Larry Stewart did something, he did it right, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And you did such a great job, and you also tell me you built the Siegel school.
Right.
I've watched you build for many, many years, and I never saw you build anything that wasn't exactly right.
Well, it turned out good.
All right, now... Your society, you say you've got a website that people can get a hold of for your horse club here.
Right. It's a website that has been donated to us by a lady, and She donated her time and put it up just to be a good person. And it is www.twinforkTRAILRIDERS. And it's Twin Fork Trail Riders, all together, .com. And on this website, we've got a lot of information about the trail. There's a lot of pictures of the trail by the river. Mm-hmm. And the cemetery that we was talking about is two or three pictures of it. And we just ask people to go to this website and look at it. And we've got email addresses to send to any of us. It's things that you'd like to improve on as far as the website, but it's a very nice website. It's all colored and some good information on it.
You know, I remember some of the trails that most of the riders used to use. Some of them were not for novice riders.
Right.
I mean, the ones that were hilly going up or going down or whatever, you almost had have to be an expert. But on this particular trail, you would consider this one, and we've mentioned it before, safe for children to ride on.
And, right. And in fact, as Robert said, mentioned a while ago, we were riding week before last, and this group had a four-year-old mm-hmm. little girl riding by herself. And
well, kind of give me the lay of the land while we're talking about it. You're going to start at Walter Hill, and then you've got it winds all the way around,
right,
and it pretty much winds with the lay of the land with the river.
Right, it follows the river till, and that's why we call it Twin Forks. It's mm-hmm. the east and the west, and they both meet and run into the main part of the river, right where where Old Jefferson was. But it's where the middle of the trailhead starts. And
okay, and then the Walter Hill trailhead, if you're going up 231, where does it start? Is it anywhere close to where the dam is?
Right, it's the city park there. There's plenty of place to pull your trailer in and load up, and you actually ride right under the bridge along the riverbank.
Wow.
and it goes right under the bridge and onto the trail from there. There was a time where there at the bridge it was a bad place, and we took a bobcat and pushed it out and got plastic culverts and put in there where the gullies had washed out.
And
it's real smooth now. It's not, it was almost impassable. It had been left untouched for so long that people had quit using it because you just couldn't hardly get through there. It's dangerous. But we've
now the city patrols that area right there now.
The city patrols the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what about the trail itself? Now, of course, will John and his guys be out there riding periodically to make sure things are the way they should be?
I think they do. I know on the ride on the 6th of October that we're going to have, they're going to ride
that's going to be neat.
That day.
So you're going to have... are you requesting people who would like to ride to be out there that day? Is that going
to
be an event?
We would love them to come.
Yes, we'd like to have anybody that's a horseback rider loves to ride. We'd welcome to have them. Yeah, and talking about John, yes, John does. He does patrol these trails periodically, and he's on our board, and he'll be riding with us. On this October 6th ride. This is our first fall ride.
Mm-hmm.
We have a ride scheduled for spring, first Saturday in May. As to which location we'll ride at, that's yet to be determined. We ride in the Uncle Dave Macon Day Parade, the horseless
mm-hmm.
Parade.
Motorless.
Motorless, yeah, motorless parade, not horseless. we will have an October ride. And those are the three rides that we have right now. But we also hope to have some rides maybe for benefit rides,
mm-hmm.
Like for maybe a family in need in the county or something like that. where we would have a ride and ask for a small donation, and that would be given to that family in need, wherever that need might be, you see.
You got 30-something members that are with you right now.
Right, and we just started a membership drive probably, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And we've had that many so far. So anyway, we will have at this ride coming October the 6th, which is Saturday week, we'll have a table there at the trailhead with somebody manning it, selling T-shirts that says Twin Fork Trail Riders. We'll have membership forms there. We might just go ahead and mention while we're talking about a single membership is $25 annually.
Oh, that's cheap.
With a $50 family membership, and mm-hmm. once you reach $50 for a family, you can have as many as six in your family. All of them are members, you see.
Wow.
So it's a nonprofit organization, the Trail Ride Association is, and all this money that we take in from our membership fees will be used to, if we have to buy anything, to maintain the trail, is what it'd be used for.
Now, will you guys be utilizing other trails in the Middle Tennessee area when you go out on your rides as members, or are you going to?
Well, what we could do, our board meets once a month,
mm-hmm.
and our board members consist of myself, Robert Young, Horace Young, Robbie Rooker, Coy Young, Jimmy Francis, John Levi, and Rick Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And what I could foresee in the future, maybe, and I don't know if you're familiar with Big South Fork or not,
which is
up in Fentress County,
right,
in Scott County.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah,
beautiful place, the horseback riding capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I could foresee maybe hoping down in the future that we could have a organized ride up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of trail horse camps up there where that you could call and make reservations, and then as a group we can meet at a certain place and ride out and have a trail ride up there, and that could be a benefit ride or something like that. I have a place up there already at Big South Fork. I've had it since 2000, and Jimmy and I, we go up there, and Horace, we go up there and ride all the time now, Big South Fork.
That's amazing.
They have somewhere around 500 miles of trails up there.
Now, you guys are expert riders, but we're going to have people that are going to start riding on this trail. And I don't believe that you recommend anybody riding by themselves back there on these trails. Because, you know, riding horses is up to a point, is a safe sport. But there are things happen. I mean, you are dealing with an animal.
You're dealing with a large animal.
Yeah.
And what I tell people, you know, when they buy a horse, you can't treat a horse like a dog or cat, because you are dealing with an animal that's 1,000 pounds or more in weight. And
he may not be feeling good that day.
That's exactly right.
But I know I would recommend, if you're going to ride, especially on these trails that are away from any type of population, that, you know, no matter how, it's still going to be a rough area.
Oh, yes.
Anything can happen, and you have to be able to take care of somebody
anything
when that happens.
Anything can happen at any given time. I do ride a lot by myself, which I don't recommend, especially for it's always better to ride with somebody if something does happen. But we're, as Jimmy mentioned a while ago, the lady that has done our website, we're hoping to have a comment mm-hmm. section on that website. Say if you're a working person and you're going to be off a certain day and you like to ride, you could go in and put a statement on our website saying, I'm so-and-so and I'm going to be off. Is anybody would like to ride on a certain date?
Mm-hmm.
Do meet me at the trailhead at Walter Hill, or meet me at the trailhead at East Fork. And you'd have somebody to ride with you, see. So we're hoping to have something like that up on our website.
Do y'all ever have requests, being riders, of families that don't fool with horses but would love to ride or have their kids ride? Do you ever have requests for somebody to say, could we possibly, you know, have my son ride your horse or whatever? I remember that we used to do that years ago.
Yeah, I do have people that call me from time to time, wants to know if I will carry their child on a ride or something like that. But again, you're assuming a lot of responsibility when you do that.
You are.
And so I would prefer, I mean, I don't mind going with anybody anytime, but if I prefer them to have their own horse, or, you know, or if they can rent a horse or something, you know, I'd be more than happy to ride with them myself.
Are there still farriers around here? I know there's some that take care. Of course, they're far and few between anymore.
There's more than you think they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's something that, even when I was a kid, it was hard to find, you know.
There's plenty of them around now.
Yeah, there's several in Rutherford and Cannon County. Matter of fact, there's one or two just within a couple of miles from where I live, you know. So you can get a farrier pretty quick.
You guys break your own horses?
Well, some of us do. Jimmy's breaking one right now.
Jimmy.
I said I'd
never, I always thought you were pretty smart.
I said I'd never break another one, but I finally broke down and been riding this yearling filly. But
are you a horse whisperer? Or are you a two before?
No, I'm not a two before. I like to train them easy, you know.
Yeah.
Take them slow and fool with them and teach them not to be scared of you. I don't believe in just getting one that's never been rode and get on and start spurring them and take off, you know. But
you still feel pretty comfortable when you get on a green horse and you feel like you've developed a rapport, and then all of a sudden all heck breaks loose.
I've seen the time I didn't feel too comfortable. We were riding one day, and I thought I had this horse broke, and he was pretty well broke, but we was going down this old road, and Robert was with me, and there was some other horses right across the fence, and they run up. Well, one of them had a wire or something hung in his tail, and it run across a metal gate. Well, it scared the horse out of it. He jumped straight up in the air, and I wasn't too comfortable at that point.
You're familiar with all their tricks, aren't you?
Well, sometimes they do things that you're not aware of. But like you said a while ago, when you're dealing with nature and animals, you have to get hurt any time. You know, so you just.
I remember a horse when I was probably 13 or 14 that did not like to be ridden, and he was broke, but he did not like it. And every time I get on him, he'd take off. I mean, you'd almost have to pull his head back around looking the other way to even slow him down. And he was so smart that when he got right to the barn where we were, he stopped dead. And guess who went through the plane? But it's something that's still enjoyable. I don't know what it is that's so exciting about horseback riding, but it still has a draw for kids, especially when you're raised around animals. Maybe it's the bright lights of the old westerns or whatever, but I still love it.
Well, to me, it's an enjoyable and relaxing thing to get on a horse and go down the riverbank, you know, and quiet and get away from the hustle and bustle of traffic, and it's just soothing to get out to me, you know. Other people it may not, but it's an enjoyable sport. And I say sport, it is a sport.
Do you get close to your horse?
Yeah.
You get
attached to him.
A dog or something like that. Something special about it. Especially when he's carrying you around on his back and he's acting the way he ought to be acting. There is something special about that. I always think back when Roy Rogers, I mean, he loved his horse, that Trigger, so much that, of course, everybody knows it. You know, he had Trigger stuffed and so he could still be around.
Right.
But, all right, you guys come from all walks of life, don't you?
What you can do, what makes you really appreciate your horse, Truman, is you go out there and work on his trail, and you walk up and down this riverbank, you know, a little bit, and you see how tired you get, and we get on these horses, and we ask them to do that same thing, but they do it 14, 15, 20 miles a day for us, you see, and they have to be in pretty good, they're pretty good athletes, these horses are. They have to be, you have to keep them in shape. And I always thought, I used to hunt a lot, and a horse is sort of like my dog. You never could put them in the woods enough. In other words, that's just like hunting a dog. Mm-hmm. You've got to put him in the woods to make him good. And the horse is the same way. You've got to ride him, and the more you ride him, the better he's going to get.
Any type of horse, what are the best types for trail riding?
Well, it's I don't want to be put on the spot there, but it depends on people. A lot of people, if they were like a slower gated horse, then your quarter horses or your paints are just as good as any.
Kind of smooth ride.
And people that wants a gated horse that can move on down the trail a little bit faster, a spotted saddle horse, a Tennessee walking horse, or something like that is fine. But like I say, different people has different approach and likes to ride different animals, and it depends on how you like to ride. If you like to ride slow, there's breeds out there for that. If you like to ride fast, there's breeds for that.
But the horses are kind of like people. They've got their own disposition, attitudes. A lot of them are high strung. A lot of them are laid back. And to have a good trail horse, you got to have one that's got a good disposition. And that's hard to train that out of a horse if he's hyper or spooky, scared of things on the trail. And
one of the things that we did in law enforcement, I remember, you would have loud noises, like me shoot a gun or something like that, and watch and see how the horse was going to react. And then after a while, the horse becomes
acclimated.
They really do. I mean, in some ways, they're not the smartest animals in the world, but in other ways, they are, because it's all, just like you said, it's all in the owner and how he adjusts to the horse. We're going to be right back with you. We're going to take a quick break.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
I am True Blue. Join us as we honor the armed forces for the annual Salute to Veterans football game against North Texas on Saturday, October 27th at MTSU's Floyd Stadium. $14 to $20 tickets are on sale now.
Show your True Blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
Police now think their bodies were not consumed by flames. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. News surrounding the fatal fire in Bedford County on Sunday night that was believed to have left two children and their grandparents dead has taken an odd turn. Bedford County Sheriff's Office have now declared the two children, 9-year-old Chloe Leverett and 7-year-old Greg Daniel, as missing. Crews searched for their bodies on Wednesday but turned up empty-handed. Bodies of 72-year-old Leon McLaren and 70-year-old Monty McLaren, the grandparents, were found in the remains of the Burt home, their bodies located on Monday. The news brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. There was a school board meeting Monday for the Rutherford County Schools. During that meeting, over a dozen parents got up and discussed with the board that they don't want their children to attend Blackman High School to be rezoned. Apparently, the school board is looking into the idea of moving the school zones around, and over 100 people who attended the meeting are not happy with that. The rezoning would move a portion of the students from Blackman to the new Stewart's Creek High School. That's scheduled to be open next school year. Some students from Smyrna and Laverne also face rezoning. A man who's known to the victim as OG reportedly stole a Nissan Versa. Victim told officials after he got into his car at an apartment complex on Las Casas Pike, an acquaintance got into the passenger seat and demanded to be transported to Applegate Apartments. The acquaintance told the victim he was afraid of the police. The victim then drove the
suspect to Wendland Drive. At that point, the victim got out of the car and ran, and the acquaintance, who goes by the nickname of OG, took off in the car. He and the car have not been seen since. More news at facebook.com/WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan. You are up to date, and this is WGNS News.
We're talking with this area's only certified physician in heart CT, Dr. Rishi Saxena. Before you have a stress test or heart catheterization, consider the 64-slice CT scan.
We could find the same information without taking too much risk.
It only takes minutes, there are no needles, and it could show things other tests miss.
You could act on it and prevent heart attack and death from happening.
No referral is necessary for the 64-slice CT scan. Call 896-4800 and make an appointment with Dr. Rishi Saxena.
Maybe your broker has given you the cold shoulder. At Edward Jones, the level of service we provide is based on your personal needs and preferences, not the size of your investment portfolio. This is Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, and whether you're starting an investment plan or have accumulated a sizable portfolio, I can help you. I provide highly individualized, face-to-face service to each investor. Call me today, Lee Colvin, at 907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the Catfish Special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
Right. Yeah, sure I remember. And welcome back with us. We've got a good conversation going on. We want to let you know that the last part of the show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. And when you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road. And the Twin Fork Trail Riders have a mission statement, and I'm going to read it. Twin Fork Trail Riders is a group of avid riders trying to preserve the history along the scenic Stones River in Middle Tennessee. Along with Rutherford County Sheriff's Mounted Patrol and the Corps of Engineers, this group is open to anyone who wants good, clean family fun and to enjoy the Twin Fork Trail and explore the history of the old Jefferson community. Your membership fee is used to help maintain the beauty and safety of the trails. We also believe in helping those in need, and we'll hold benefit rides as needed. Now, what is the location where your headquarters is, Horace?
The location is at Las Casas Feed Store on Barlow Lane, and which is my son's the owner of the store, and he's also a member of the board of directors here of the Twin Fork Trail Riders, and that's where our headquarters are. We have our meetings, and then we have you can sign up membership anytime there. It's available, T-shirts and things like that's available there at the feed store. Las Casas Feed Store, the maps, our maps we have is available there too also.
Now, when you're talking about selling T-shirts and stuff, part of your mission, as I see, is you're out trying to maintain the integrity and the maybe look back into the past and try to find ways that you can keep and restore our history here the way that... you know, so many of the organizations are trying to work together with each other, and I'm sure that you're going to work together with the Rutherford County Historical Society and all those others. And you guys really are a great benefit to our community. I mean, you're able to go out and enjoy life the way it's meant to be, but yet you're providing a service for the community.
We hope we are.
Oh, I know you are. I mean, just listening to you guys and what all you're doing, it kind of makes me tired, to be honest with you. But I hope that there's enough people out there that would enjoy horseback riding, would love to join an organization like yours, that you can actually go out and have fun, but yet provide something for the community. And what is that number that they can call again if they want to join?
Well, they could call any of the board directors on the our membership form at the Last Cassie store. You can call 615-893-4142. That's at the Last Cassie feed store.
All right, everybody, you have your chance now. I'd like to see a lot of horseback riders out here, not on the interstate, not on the main roads, but out there on the trails. And we will see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock. And we're going to have NASCAR and sports expert Mr. Jim Freeman on in the morning, 9 a.m.
Murfreesboro has the biggest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock now. Today, Ford has 30 Mustangs, 50 Super Duty trucks, and over 100 Ford F-150s, just to name a few. Imagine yourself driving a new Ford today. Ford also has credit experts on site to get you the proper financing that won't break the bank. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Northwest Broad Street at the Northfield intersection. Visit Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.